Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marlon Stewart. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Marlon Stewart. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty bunts between the mound and first base. Wynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pretty for the out. Lapon moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lapon. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Rosen applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LePond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kane now pitching. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane fires to first and picks off McCuskey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila bunts towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Avila for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey strikes out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. Groth moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Bob Swift. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen is walked intentionally. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Bob Kane. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a fly ball into right field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.